And thank you, Greg. And we've got Susie King with us this morning from the Marshall County Arts Commission. And it's hard to believe, Susie, it's been 20 years since the start of the Arts Commission here in the county. And we'll be having a big celebration later this month.
We are having a open house reception in the gallery on Friday, July 19th from 4 to 5:30. And we're celebrating 20 plus years, actually, because the commission was commissioned in 2003. Mm-hmm. This celebration is honoring George Milam and Vicki Madison, who were two of the four founding members, along with Ann Riley, who jumped on board about 2006. And all three of these people have just, the Arts Center is such a huge hunk of their life. Mm-hmm. Of course, Ann is involved in everything in Benton and Marshall County. And then the other two folks who were on the original four were Commissioner Hoppy Hicks, who has gone on, mm-hmm. and Jody Kofor, who now lives in Texas. Lots and lots of people, including you, Chris, have played roles in helping this art center become what it is today, which is rather amazing, with a beautiful building, gorgeous gardens. We're just very, very proud of it, and it's a gem. That and the new library are the gem of Marshall County.
Yeah, I know Mary Futrell from Western Auto, and when she was was here, and of course the store is still there, but she said this is going to be the art district.
Yeah, yeah.
And it sort of is.
Yeah, it is. And then eventually we'll connect up to the Kindness Park, to the gardens, mm-hmm. and someday we might get around to building more. We need more classrooms and storage rooms, of course. That's
right.
That's a way down the road. We got a lot of to get around first.
But it shows that it was really a need back when George and Vicki and others got this thing started.
Yes.
Because I remember them coming down here on coffee call, and I mean, they would carry around the Arts Center in the trunk of their car.
Exactly. Because they had no place to call home to locate.
Yeah.
And they did lots of activities at the schools and the parks and churches, mm-hmm. and even the courthouse hosted activities and classes because before the building was created. And Ann Riley is responsible for the first $500,000, of course, with her government connections, mm-hmm. SPVA. And when she retired, she's just, her whole heart is helping this community. But somebody called her from Frankfurt and said, we got $500,000 laying around here.
Really?
Y'all want it? It has to have something to do with kids. And she went, oh, yeah. in her naivete, she thought that would build the building. Well,
it might have then.
No, it was a hefty chunk in that direction. Wow. But we still had to take out quite a big loan. And that has been paid off. So now we're building a building fund for a future expansion.
And it's amazing, too, because that facility is a great facility, but to have already outgrown it, I mean, that's a good problem, but it is a problem.
Yes, it is. And it's exciting, all the different things that mm-hmm. go on there. But for this reception, I hope everybody can come. We will have a slideshow going, which is got stuff for each year, starting in 2003 all the way to now, and the different things that occurred, the events and activities, and the board member lists of the board members. And it's amazing to see how many people have served on the board. Mm-hmm. But of course, the heart, the mainstays, are George, Vicki, and Ann.
Yep.
They have never rotated off. They've just been the heart.
Telling how much of their own money they've spent. I know own time. I mean, there's no telling how much time they've.
Absolutely.
But it is. It's something important to them, and it's got to make them feel good, though, to see how well that hard work's paid off.
It is. And I just really do hope that many people will come and just talk with them. They'll be there and just tell them how much they appreciate, because this entity, the Arts Center, has – served so many people over mm-hmm. the years. So many people have been involved with not just supporting it, but being a part of it and getting classes and being in theater. And it's just so much going on. Light snacks will be served. The slideshow will be running continually on the gallery screen. We're going to have the scrapbooks. I went upstairs and found all kinds of cool scrapbooks starting from the beginning, pictures of people involved in activities. And then the same night, there will be the youth on stage will be presenting Lion King. And so those tickets go on sale Thursday, July 11th, this coming Thursday. Tickets are $6 for kids and adults are $12. So it's good, clean family fun for a pretty good price. You can't mm-hmm. go do much anything for that. So, and then it's going to be at 7 o'clock on the 19th. And then again at 2:30 on Saturday.
Okay. And tickets will go on sale on the 18th.
On this coming Thursday.
Thursday.
11th.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
The 11th.
And again, this event will be happening on Friday, July 19th.
Correct.
It starts at 4 o'clock. We'll go to 5:30.
Yes.
Then you can stick around and go to the show that night.
Right. Or you can leave, get a bigger snack and come back to
yeah,
the show.
The show starts at 7?
At 7.
Okay.
And I think we're selling popcorn and drinks there at the show.
Oh, well.
And then in August, at the end of August, we will be having auditions for the community theater performance. That's like open to the public. Anybody can be a part of it. We're going to be doing Charlotte's Web in October. So the auditions will be at the end of August, and there will be parts for both adults and children. So you'll be watching for more information on the Facebook page and the MarshallCountyArts.com webpage. Of course, we have fall classes coming up. Right now, we're still working on gathering teachers and classes, but we do know that we're solid with Katie Easter and her dance classes. She will still be there. Not quite time to sign up for them, but know that she's going to be there. And as always, there's a Star Fund, which has scholarships if there is a financial hardship and you can't afford for your kid to be a part of one of those classes. Mm-hmm. Just let us know. There's an application. And we really want all children to have access to the arts.
Yeah, and I know you're proud. George always brags that he said no kid has ever knowingly been turned down.
Exactly.
He said, you know, there's times if someone may say, well, I would, but I couldn't afford it or whatever, but they had not contacted the Arts Center
right.
Make sure that they can,
yes. So
they can go if they want
please
to.
Please know that that is available. Don't let money be a stop mm-hmm. to letting your kids participate in art, music, dance, whatever, and theater, whatever is going on.
Yep. And again, volunteers always needed.
Always needed volunteers. We need to grow our volunteer base.
Gardeners too. You could use some.
Oh yeah, we need volunteers for not only Art Center activities and events, but we need lots of help in the garden.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the chief weed
boy. I was going to say, you do a good job out there.
So,
does all this rain mess things up?
No, I'm so glad to see this rain because watering is expensive and
yeah.
things have gotten fairly dry. So I'm tickled to death to see this rain. And I also kind of help out with the resiliency garden mm-hmm. as a master gardener. And so I have to go up there every week and give the plants we put up there some water,
mm-hmm.
but this week I won't have to. yes, we always, if you are interested in any way in volunteering, we have a volunteer application you can pick up at the center, or you can go online and fill it out there. And then turn it in, and I'll add you to the list and the things that you check off when we have that kind of activity that needs that kind of whatever you've signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
then I might be calling you.
Sounds good. The gardens do look great.
Yes, they are.
I know you've done a lot of work to make them look that way.
Well, and I can't take credit for all these gorgeous perimeter gardens and all those beautiful hydrangeas and hibiscus. That has to go to Liz Schaefer and Dave Schaefer. Dave is the bona fide retired landscape architect that came to me with a vision, and it's fulfilled. It is gorgeous. I pretty much just take care of the rain garden and the bioswale.
it looks really nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of pretty stuff, and they helped, and they're still involved in it, and it's really nice to have somebody who knows stuff to consult with. that helps me a lot. But
well, again, Susie King visiting with us this morning with the Marshall County Arts Commission. It's hard to believe we'll be celebrating 20 years, but we will be on July the 19th on Friday, and we'll come back and talk with Susie some more about the reception and some of the things going on at the Arts Center. We'll do that right after this break.